KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call them at 784-3678. Well, checking sports, the Iowa High School Athletic Association has announced that, along with its title sponsor, the Iowa Farm Bureau, they've secured the Headstrong Concussion Insurance Program for all Iowa High School Athletic Association participants in the 2018-19 school year. Headstrong provides first dollar insurance coverage for all students in grades 9 through 12 participating in practice or play of interscholastic sports that are sanctioned by the organization. That includes baseball, basketball, bowling, cheerleading, cross country, football, golf, soccer, swimming, tennis, track and field, and wrestling. The Iowa Farm Bureau is sponsoring the premium expense for every participant in the program, and coverage will run from August 1st to August 1st of this year through 2019. Now, the insurance carrier for this policy is Nationwide Life Insurance Company, with K&K Insurance as a third-party administrator. Alan Besty, executive director of the IHSAA, says they believe the providing insurance puts Iowa at the forefront of providing quality care for student-athletes who might sustain a concussion in one of the sanctioned sports. Headstrong was developed to insure student-athletes from the high cost of concussion treatment and potential neurological follow-up. It provides student-athletes with zero deductible and zero copay coverage for concussion assessment and treatment, and serves as a secondary or excess policy to other primary and collectible insurance. It'll become the primary payer if no other insurance is available. The Iowa High School Athletic Association is one of seven state high school athletic associations that provide that coverage for 100% of participants. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association held their All-Star Series over the last weekend. Looking at the scores, the Small School East beat the Large School East 4-1, and Small School West beat the Large School West 10-8 in the first day of action. Large School East beat the Small School West 19-8, and the Small School East squad beat the Large School West squad in 9 innings, 6-5 on day 2. Saturday, in the third day, it was the Small School East over the Small School West 5-3, and the Large School West beating the Large School East 9-4. On Sunday, they played a couple of games to determine places. In the consolation game, the Large School West squad beat the Small School West squad 8-3. And the Small School East squad was the champion, winning over the Large School East squad 5-0. Garrett Rice of St. Albert was named the MVP of the Small School West team. There were several players on the Small School West squad from around our area. And Major League Baseball action yesterday. The Marlins were 2-1 winners over the Cardinals behind Wee-Yin Chen, who tossed one hit ball over 5 2/3 innings. Starlin Castro hit a solo homer in the fourth to put Miami up 2-0. St. Louis scored once in the ninth and had the bases loaded until Yadier Molina grounded into a game-ending double play to complete the Redbirds' second loss in six games. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets over Cincinnati 6-4. Colorado beat Pittsburgh 2-0. Arizona beat Philadelphia in 14 innings by a final of 3-2. In interleague play, the Cubs topped the National League Central by a game and a half over Milwaukee following Chicago's 3-1 victory at Kansas City. Cole Hamels scattered seven hits over six innings to win his second straight start since joining the Cubs before the non-waiver trade deadline. Javier Baez supplied a solo homer and an RBI double for Chicago. Also, Houston beat San Francisco 3-1. In the American League, it was Cleveland over Minnesota 10-0. Seattle beat Texas in 12 innings 4-3. The Yankees over the White Sox 7-0. And the Angels beat Detroit by a 6-2 final. The Oakland Athletics have taken another step in a bid to secure their first playoff berth since 2014. The A's have picked up starting pitcher Mike Fiers from the Tigers for two players to be named or cash. Fiers has been solid since signing a one-year deal with Detroit before the season, going 7-6 with a .348 earned run average. The 33-year-old Fiers helped the Astros reach the playoffs in 2015 and 2017. The Athletics currently are four games behind National League West leading Houston and 2.5 games ahead of Seattle for the second AL wild card berth. Angels all-star outfielder Mike Trout has received a cortisone injection in his sore right wrist. Trout has missed five straight games since hurting his wrist during a slide at Tampa August 1st. The Angels are hopeful that their top player can return to their lineup soon. Yankees left-hander Jay Happ is on track to start Thursday against Texas after being sidelined by hand, foot, and mouth disease. He pitched six crisp innings in a win against Kansas City in his New York debut, but the illness took him out of a critical four-game series in Boston. Robinson Cano has begun a rehab assignment with the Mariners' AAA affiliate as he prepares for his return from his 80-game suspension for violating baseball's joint drug agreement. Cano is eligible to rejoin Seattle on August 14th while the team is in Oakland. He hasn't played since fracturing the fifth metacarpal in his right hand after being hit by a pitch on May 13th, 2 days before his suspension. The Pirates have added some infield depth by acquiring Adani Echevarria from the Rays for minor league pitching prospect Matt Selinger. Echevarria was hitting .258 with three homers and 26 RBIs in 61 games before the Rays designated him for assignment on Wednesday. His .990 fielding percentage is fourth best in the majors this season among shortstops with at least 200 innings. On to football now, where former Iowa standout Brian Bulaga has been cleared to return to practice with the Green Bay Packers. Bulaga has been out since undergoing surgery after tearing his ACL in a game in early November.
It's a process. It's the first step in a process, and it feels good to put pads back on and just move around out there with the guys. I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, we have a good plan in mind, and today was the first step of it. We'll just continue to build upon that and get up to full speed.
Bulaga says the knee responded well after surgery.
I felt really good about it from probably month three. I felt like I was ahead of schedule, and I felt really good about where we were at, and by the time I got back here, I wanted to do OTAs. I felt like thought I was going to get a chance to do some of that. So the whole offseason, I felt really good as well. So not too shocked by it.
Bulaga says the key for him right now is to work on his technique.
We've done a lot of work, a lot of testing, a lot of cutting, pushing. So, I mean, I don't really have any worries about the knee itself. I mean, I think more for me, it's getting my technique right, fundamentals, all those things. If you're good with all those, that gives you more confidence.
Bulaga says a goal of returning for training camp helped his quick recovery.
It was just knowing that I could really knock this rehab out, do a good job with it, and get back as early as possible. I mean, my goal was training camp. My goal's week one. That was the main goal, but obviously I need a little bit of training camp to feel good about it. So the goal is training camp, and we've hit that goal now. It's just kind of progressing into it and feeling comfortable again.
Bulaga missed the entire 2013 season after suffering an ACL injury in the preseason that year. Well, the Alliance of American Football has signed its first 100 players for the new spring league. The AAF begins a 10-game regular season with 8 teams in February. The first batch of players to sign the league standard 3-year deal worth $250,000 was announced on Monday. The players are allocated based on where they played in college or professionally. Players without geographic ties to an AAF team are allowed to sign with any team. Players who receive NFL contracts will be allowed to break deals with the AAF, which was founded by TV and film producer Charlie Ebersol and Bill Polian. Three former Iowa State players are signed with Alliance teams. Center Oney Amoyle signed with Memphis, wide receiver Dondre Daly signed with Orlando, and safety Kamari Cotton-Moya signed with Phoenix. Former Nebraska defensive end, defensive back Kieran Williams also signed with Phoenix. 13 North Carolina football players face early season suspensions for selling team-issued shoes. The school says 9 players received 4-game suspensions for the secondary NCAA violations. 2 players will sit 2 games, and 2 others will be sidelined for 1 contest. The NCAA approved a school request to delay 2 suspensions affecting multiple players at one position, while the other 11 suspensions start with the September 1st opener at California. UCLA has landed the son of NBA Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal. Forward Sharif O'Neal has signed a grant in aid to attend UCLA this fall and will enroll in summer school this month. O'Neal played the last 2 seasons at Crossroads High in nearby Santa Monica. He averaged 27 points as a senior to help the school win the CIF Division II state title for the first time since 1997. And NASCAR Chairman and CEO Brian France is taking an indefinite leave of absence following his arrest in New York's Hamptons Sunday night on charges of driving while intoxicated and criminal possession of oxycodone. Police say France had a blood alcohol content that was more than twice the legal limit, smelled of booze, and slurred his words after he was seen blowing through a stop sign in Sag Harbor. France issued the statement apologizing to NASCAR fans, the industry, and his family. He's been NASCAR's chairman and CEO since 2003. His uncle, Jim France, a vice chairman and executive vice president, will take over those roles on an interim basis. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.